Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the various good deeds a person can do, various opportunities Allah Ta'ala has given us, Allah Ta'ala has favored us, has blessed us with different opportunities of doing good deeds. So today's hadith in Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Man ghada ila al-masjidi awraha a'adda Allahu lahu fil jannati nuzulan kullama ghada awraha muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever goes to the masjid at the times of dawn and dusk, in other words, go in the morning, go in the evening to the masjid, Allah Ta'ala prepares for him a special feast in Jannah for every occasion he went to the masjid at the times of dawn and the time of dusk. So here what we learn is that every time a person is going in the morning for salah, person is coming for Fajr salah, every time he's going in the night for salah, and he's going for Isha salah, what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing for him a special feast, a special dawat, invitation, nuzul, reception of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every single time he's going, he's getting one ticket, access ticket to the reception and the dawat and the invitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where this dawat will be, where the venue will be, we know who the host of the venue is, but where will the venue be? The venue will be in Jannat. Can you imagine? Allah Ta'ala is the host. The place will be Jannat. All the person did was he went in the morning and he went in the evening for salah to the masjid. Allah Ta'ala appreciated this so much. Every single time he went in the night, in the evening, every single time he went in the morning, Allah Ta'ala rewarded him by giving him a reception in Jannat. So you can imagine, if there are 365 days in the year, and every single morning and every single night, he's got over 700 or close to, we can say 750 dawats already banked in his account, 750 feasts in the day of Qiyamah in Jannah, Allah Ta'ala will, not sorry, not in the day of Qiyamah, in Jannah, Allah Ta'ala will give this person. So wherever we are going in the morning for salah, going at night, we should think to ourselves that this is Allah Ta'ala's favor. I need to obey Allah Ta'ala, but yet his favor is, in return, he's keeping on special feast. He's giving me that excess ticket just for going for that Fajr Salah, just for going at night for Salah. He's giving me that special ticket for that feast that he has got prepared in Jannah. Have yakin, if you have yakin in this, one ulama explained this, meaning that the person will be entered into Jannah. The person not entered into Jannah, how is he going to get the access to this reception of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by going for Salah? So Allah Ta'ala's kindness, clemency, mercy, person should feel, and he'll be more desirous, especially we weak people, that we need encouragement all the time. So to encourage us, we're feeling a little bit lazy, think, how can I lose out on the ticket Allah Ta'ala is giving me to that special reception of his in Jannah? If I'm going to just read my salah at home, I'm going to read my Fajr salah at home, how am I going to get that excess ticket in Jannah that Allah Ta'ala is going to feed? How can I miss out on such a thing? All I need to do is make a little bit of sacrifice, go to the masjid, and that is banked for me. It won't be lost. When Allah Ta'ala guarantees something, definitely it is there, 100%. وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا نساء المسلمات لا تحقرن جارة لجارتها ولو فرس نشاة متفق عليه ولو فرس نشاة. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, O Muslim woman, no neighbor should regard anything as insignificant for another neighbor, even if it be a sheep's trotter. No neighbor should regard anything insignificant both ways. Insignificant in receiving and insignificant in giving, even if it means a trotter of a sheep. In other words, something that we look down, so simple, paya, how can I only give this? Don't think it insignificant, give it. There's a lot of hikmat and a lot of benefit in this, is when the people are neighbors, then they are continuously in contact with each other. If they're going to make it so difficult that I have to have something that is very expensive, something that is very luxurious, then only I can give it. It will become hard to give. And we keep it simple. Doesn't matter what it is. Keep it simple. But that love is there, that muhabbat is there. The person will appreciate it also. The person giving will find it easy. The person receiving will find it easy. It is not the gift that counts. It is the gesture that counts. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching that. Don't look down at any form of gifting to the neighbor, any kindness to the neighbor, even if it means a trotter of a sheep. That also don't look down at. One Sati, a friend of mine, mentioned, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, that once he was in the Haram Sharif, and he was making dua, and Hazrat when he used to make dua, then he would cry, and he would tear profusely. So after crying, making that dua, he took a tissue, and he wiped that tear of his. And then he saw his brother-in-law was there, his sister's husband. So he took that tissue where he touched the tear, and he said, give this to my sister as a gift, and tell her that it is from the tear of her brother. So simple. Something that is so simple, but it's not that tissue that is counting with the tear, it is a gesture of love. Love. So this teaches us something, that you don't have to have take out 100 rand, 200 rand, 500 rand, but just a gesture, and I can imagine how much it would have meant to her, that this is coming from my brother, in front of the Haram Sharif, with tear on it of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love crying for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pious person is sending me a tissue. If somebody has to send a tissue like that, what will think? Well, the person may take offense. But people that got love, even a tissue that's coming from a beloved, holds high value. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashadu wa la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.